Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, December 17th, 2019. The time is now 4:04. I'd like to call to order the Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District Administrative Control Board regular meeting. Those present are Greg Halliday, Mary McGann, Gabe Wojtek, Rory Paxman, Evan Clapper. Any citizens to be heard regarding the Thompson Springs Fire District? Seeing none, we'll move on to approval of minutes. Mary?
I move to approve the minutes for December 3rd, 2019, and authorize the chair to sign all associated documents.
Motion made by Mary McGann.
Second.
Seconded by Greg Halliday. Any discussion? I'll call for a roll call vote. Greg Halliday?
For minutes?
Oh, sorry. Roy's flashing bills around at me. All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next up is ratification of payment of bills, which were postponed from December 3rd. Rory.
All right. The Grand County bills to be approved for Thompson Springs Fire District 12-17-2019. Total bills $304.87. Total bills and payroll $838.17.
Motion made by Rory Paxman, seconded by Mary McGann. Discussion? Seeing none, I will now call for a roll call vote. Greg Halliday.
Aye.
Mary McGann.
Yes.
Gabe Wojtek.
Yes.
Rory Paxman.
Yes.
Evan Clapper. Yes. Motion passes unanimously.
And so just to clarify, my staff who prepares the bills was told when Thompson initiated under the council that she only needed to do the bills once a month. Do you want her to do more often than that? That's why they weren't there last time. It's just because it wasn't on that cycle, that 1 month cycle.
No. And last month was a public hearing. I mean, last meeting was a public hearing. So it was just an unusual.
So.
They don't want that.
Yeah. So
okay.
Great.
So you're good to go with just once a month on the bills?
Yes.
Okay.
That brings us to the Fire Chief's Report. Chief Markham.
All right. Incidents since the last meeting. We only had two. There was a one-car rollover on I-70 on the 16th of November, and we had a medical call seizure at the Thompson Exxon. As far as equipment goes, I did receive two used Bendix King handheld radios from the BLM as part of their rural readiness program. I asked for one, they gave me two, so yay. They're radios that are generally used for wildland fires, so they'll better enable me to communicate with state and federal resources on wildland fires out there. So thank you, BLM. All apparatus is regularly checked and is fully functional for the winter, so we're good. I'm working on getting quotes for a new backup generator that died, so I'm working on getting three quotes for that. I think we're going to talk about the fire MOU with the state after this, and then the other big thing I've been meeting with the Moab Fire Department about is the future of the Thompson Springs Fire Department and what to do with it. At the special county meeting with the fire department, a month or so ago, we talked about the option of Moab Valley Fire Department annexing the Thompson Springs Fire Department, which I think is the best idea, as opposed to the Thompson Springs Special Service Water District taking over the fire board, which to me, I have some issues with that. I don't think it's a good idea. If they do take over the board, you have a special service district, and if your one firefighter, me, leaves, what do you got? You got nothing. So I think we need to look at the long term of the big picture and figure out, and I've been in meetings with Chief Brewer, he wanted to be here tonight, but he's in Salt Lake, about how we can make this happen. He's special forming a committee to discuss this more and educate folks on how we can do this and why we want to do it, and I think that's the way to go. So that's how I feel about that.
Great.
Yeah, ultimately it's your decision and the water district's decision, but I just think there's going to be some issues if the water district becomes the fire department.
Well, thank you for that report.
You're welcome.
A And you're all ready for winter in the space?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't have the backup generator, so if the power goes down, we're going to have some issues. But I'll just have to put some propane heaters in there and until we get it back up and running.
Great. Is that, we're saying that we're having trouble hearing. Is that everyone or just at the table? Everyone?
Is it
the amplifier? It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. So can you hear us now?
Now can.
Any better? No?
Hello.
Can you hear us? Okay. I saw a thumbs up.
Okay. We'll talk loud for now. That brings us to new business. Action item, approving proposed memorandum of understanding with Utah Department of Natural Resources, Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands for fire suppression services outside of district boundaries. Chief Markham.
Yes. So we've had this agreement in place with the state for several years now. It's just a way for if the department gets called out on a fire that's outside of our district or on state or federal lands, then we can get paid, reimbursed for our costs. So, and I can be reimbursed going on a fire for as an EMT, as just a single firefighter, or with one of our apparatus. So it's just a way for us to, you know, make a little money on fires for the department. So we have to, so we take less money out of, you know, TRT and our other sources of funding.
Sounds great. Mary.
I make a motion to approve the proposed memorandum of understanding with Utah Department of Natural Resources, Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands for the fire suppression services outside of the district's boundary, and authorize the chair to sign all associated documents.
Motion made by Mary McGann, seconded by Rory Paxman. Discussion? Thanks for keeping the ball rolling on this.
Welcome.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next up, approving the proposed 2020 budget. Chris, this has got your name next to it.
All right, so their 2020 budget hasn't needed a change really from the 2019 budget. It's $25,600. They also have a fund balance. I believe you've got an expense for a heater, or what was it?
The backup generator. Okay.
So, but you've got that in fund balance. So you're, I would say, 2019, you're probably going to close out somewhat under budget. And so I think you're good there. Draw that off the fund balance. Any questions on the Thompson Springs budget?
It is, or it's on the dais. It's item C, the tentative budget.
And the 2019 budget, we'll just leave the same. There's no need to amend it.
Do we need to have a motion for both?
No, I think you can just approve this resolution that I drafted. Just to make a motion to approve the resolution adopting the 2020 Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District budget.
For the grand total of $25,600?
Yes.
I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
So, motion made by Greg Halliday, second.
Do we need to read
by Mary
this?
McGann.
Do we need to read that into the minutes?
What?
The proposed motion.
Oh, well. Did you get it, Ruth?
We've got it. We've got the motion, if that's what you're asking. Okay.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Does it have to be roll call?
Motion passes unanimously.
Does it have to be roll call since it's
does
budget?
The budget approval need to be roll call?
No.
Great. That brings us to old business. Seeing none, future.
I have some action.
Oh.
The person who you all designated to take minutes was Brian E. Hill, and she has moved away.
Get her back.
I know. I'm dying without. So, and Tara Collins has been stepping up as much as she can as a part-timer. But anyway, I think you need to designate someone else to do your minutes. I'm just kind of doing it by default, but we can do that on the next agenda if you like, but anyway, just so you know that your minutes are covered for this Thompson Springs Fire Board.
I think we should make Curtis or Jaylen be on.
Well, I can't remember who is the secretary. They've already delegated it to staff.
But since it's not on the agenda, can we even make a decision tonight?
We'll do it next time. Yeah.
Thanks for that reminder. Mark, that's your cue to figure out this understanding with the fire district. Valley.
Right. How are you taking minutes, Mark?
I can write curses.
Great. Public hearing. Possible action items, seeing none. Any need for a closed session? All right. That brings us to the end of the agenda for the Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District Administrative Control Board. And I will adjourn this meeting at...